The mayor of San Antonio, Julian Castro, is in Washington today for a nomination hearing. He is President Obama's choice to become the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Ryan Lloyd of Texas Public Radio in San Antonio reports on how Castro has made the move to the national stage.
In downtown San Antonio, traffic scoots steadily along the streets near City Hall, where Julian Castro often walks to city council meetings. The city's congenial, good-looking mayor has been in office for 5 years, a good length of time because of a change in term limits. So he's been able to take on what he calls the big projects.
Of improving educational achievement, of enhancing our economic development to get 21st century jobs here, and of ensuring that our urban core is revitalized.
One of Castro's ambitious goals was to build 7,500 affordable housing units in and around downtown by 2020. More than a third are under construction or are finished. And in announcing his nomination, President Obama cited his work revitalizing San Antonio, which is now the nation's seventh largest city.
This year, my administration named the east side of San Antonio a promise zone, a place where citizens and the federal government are working together to remake the community family by family and block by block.
Castro's personal background is also appealing. He is the grandson of a Mexican immigrant, and his mother Rosario raised Julian and his twin brother Congressman Joaquin Castro and put them and then herself through school. Both her boys graduated from Harvard Law School.
So yesterday you guys worked a lot to kind of discover who am I and my culture.
At Thomas Jefferson High School, history classes like Ms. Heller's today teach the Castro legacy. Carita Thomas is Julian Castro's former chemistry teacher and says the mayor was a quiet student and focused on academics.
He was always a planner, so he was a leader in the laboratory. I was hoping he would go into science.
But Castro's biggest asset may be his political connections. He has a big backer in Henry Cisneros, a former mayor of San Antonio, who also went on to serve as HUD secretary under President Clinton. Cisneros grew up with Castro's mom, who he calls Rosie.
I remember Rosie from kindergarten. She worked in the city government during the years that I was mayor. And then both Julian and Joaquin were one class behind my daughter at Stanford.
The former HUD secretary says he is now prepping the potential next HUD secretary.
On many of the things that are most important to HUD and therefore to a HUD secretary, San Antonio has excelled. So one of the most important obligations of the HUD secretary is to focus on homelessness. Those Americans who are completely unhoused have to be one of our highest priorities.
Political science professor Walt Wilson at the University of Texas at San Antonio says there is another reason Obama might want Castro in Washington.
The Obama administration needs some top Hispanics or Latinos in some of those cabinet posts, and so Julian Castro is ready-made to fit that bill.
Motion carries. Let's go to item number 24.
Back at City Hall, Councilman Ray Saldana talks sentimentally about the prospect of Castro leaving.
Losing him at that seat will be losing somebody who thinks about this city in terms of the next 20 years, in the next, generation.
While the confirmation process in Washington, D.C. is only just beginning, the City Council in San Antonio is already thinking of how to replace Julian Castro and maintain momentum for the city's rise. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Lloyd in San Antonio.